From the Keith Vinsicalo Studios in Paterson, New Jersey, Green Arrow Media proudly presents Is This Real? Tonight, the Westboro Baptist Church. Are they a cult? And now your host, JC3.
Who wants better sex? And who wants better sex starting now?
The best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com.
Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just any item.
But that's not all. When you select your one item, you will also get three bonus items. That includes a gift for him,
a special gift for her,
and a gift you'll both like.
Plus, six free movies for your viewing pleasure and free shipping.
There is discreet shipping as your privacy is priority. Plus 100% free shipping on your entire order.
Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy. It will all be packaged and sent discreetly for free.
Don't wait. Better sex is just one click away.
That's 50% off one item, three free gifts, six free movies, and free shipping.
Bring more pleasure and satisfaction to your bedroom.
Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire.
Just enter code QUESTION at checkout.
That's QUESTION, QUESTION, at adamandeve.com.
This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast only. So be sure at checkout you punch in the code QUESTION. That is QUESTION. At checkout and get your 50% off one item, 10 free gifts, and free shipping. Remember, use code QUESTION. Also remember to listen to Is This Real every Sunday at 8 o'clock with new episodes starting July 16th. Remember everybody, question everything and put that question at the end of your checkout
at adamandeve.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody to another fantastic episode of Is This Real?
Is This Real?
Tonight's episode, as you heard Big Joe say, we are talking about the Westboro Baptist Church and whether or not these fucking people are a cult. In the booth tonight, we have the Pope himself, Pope Salo.
I'm the Pope.
We have Mr. West. Mr. West is in the building. We have the man himself, Big Joe. Big Joe, say hello.
Hello, everybody.
How's everyone doing tonight, guys?
Fuck these people.
Oh, we're already starting that. Okay.
I'm in a mood today.
We can tell. Trust me.
I don't like the Westboro Baptist Church.
I don't either. You know, is hate group really something? I mean, is there another option out there?
Well, no. I mean,
assholes.
Okay. We're going to sit here and then you could call them all you want. Granted, they have names for it. Probably you if they.
I don't give a fuck.
I guarantee, just like our picture, I guarantee we'll be protest by them.
Let them fucking protest. Let them step one foot in Jersey. See what's going to happen.
Oh, one more person. Joshua.
We're not in
sorry.
Jersey. We're not in Jersey.
Joshua, sorry, I forgot to introduce you.
I was going to say, what the fuck?
My bad, Josh.
I'm not even laughing about you forgetting me. It's more of what Tony just said. But, hey, yo, yo, what's going on, everybody?
Sorry, my bad. Remember, I'm still acclimating to the new booth. He's behind the scene, so my bad, my apologies. I fucked up. Now, what do we know about the Westboro Baptist Church? We'll go around the panel. Anthony, what do you know about the Westboro Baptist Church?
I know they protest everyone. They
Thank
protest. Yeah, they don't they protest the funerals of soldiers who were killed in combat. They have been protesting, or they show up with their stupid fucking signs at like school shootings or mass shootings, shit like that. Mm-hmm. They have a website that's called www.godhatesf**ks.com.
That will be the first and last time you hear that tonight.
Probably. My point is, at what point do you look at a group of people and go, sit down and shut the fuck up? Nope. When did they cross that line? Like, I understand they're the freedom of speech. It's part of our Constitution. But when does someone cross in that territory of, I get that you have the right to say that, but you don't have to say that. Sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up.
Okay.
I agree with you, but the problem there is I don't see much press coverage with these guys other than what we're doing tonight.
Well, I mean, that's the way they do it. It's the same thing when it's like Morgan Freeman said about racism. If you want to end racism, stop talking about racism.
Right.
So they're not giving them their 5 seconds in the sun anymore. I'm like, oh my God, they're protesting, and that's going to lower them. But still, they're still out there. They're still saying stupid shit. Shut the fuck up and sit down. No one wants to hear you.
I agree with you. But again, they're going to do it as long as we have the First Amendment. They're going to do it. And it's that's the double-edged sword of freedom, unfortunately. And I don't agree with these people. I think, you know, they have a right to say what the fuck they want. But if they get in a scuffle and somebody, you know, puts two in their head at one of these rallies, then you know what? Then you're actually fostering other hate groups. If you're allowed to hate, somebody might just hate you with a bigger weapon.
See, if they were just an online presence, I'd be like, eh, whatever. But when you have the KKK turning around, like, there's not many things that me and the KKK see eye to eye on. But we both don't like these group of fucks. From where are they from? Nebraska?
Kansas City.
Same shit.
Topeka, Kansas.
Same shit.
Not the same shit, but okay.
Kansas, Nebraska, corn.
All right.
All right.
We know you don't like the South. We get it.
Okay. West.
That's the West.
West.
What's the difference?
And that's West.
West. What do you know about the Westboro Baptist Church, West? And then we'll get to Joshua.
Not much.
Thank you, Joshua.
Least he's honest.
So you're learning. You're learning everything new with this one tonight.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, cool. Joshua.
I'm actually kind of in the same boat as Eric. Like, I've heard of it in the media outlets once or twice, but I didn't know, like, the way you guys are explaining it, I didn't know any of that, like how hardcore it is, obviously, and or the website name. So, yeah, I'll be like Eric. I'm just going to be entertained and learning tonight.
All right. So what I have here, this is from a law website, and they have a whole fucking, like, page on the Westboro Baptist Church. Okay.
Do we want to get into when they were created?
That's what I'm getting into.
Okay,
see?
All right.
See,
do you think when they went to establish their website, they had a website designer and like, what do you want? What do you want the name of your site to be? And they told him, and he went, are you sure?
Okay.
Are you really sure?
So like we said, they're from Topeka, Kansas. They're based in Topeka, Kansas. They're a small, this is what the website said, a small, virulently homophobic and anti-Semitic hate group that regularly stages protests around the country, often several times a week. The group pickets institutions and individuals they think support homosexuality or otherwise subvert what they believe is God's law.
Okay.
That's their basis on everything they oppose.
Then please explain to me why you would petition. Now, I know there's a lot of questions about Sandy Hook, the shooting, though. I get it. But what are you protesting? Exactly. Why are you protesting the kid's funeral? Did they do something they didn't like die? Was that against their religion too?
I don't know.
No. It's not protesting as like we're upset that they died, or they say that they deserved it. That because America has gone down this path that allows people who are gay or Jewish or any other thing that they don't like prosper. Like, they shouldn't be able to have those weapons. So this shooting, this mass unaliving, you deserve this because your country allows gays and Jews to live their lives and you're not stopping them.
Those kids didn't vote.
Right, I understand that. But I'm saying, like,
they
any
live in
sort
the country.
Of tragedy, good. We support those tragedies because the lawmakers deserve it because they're not doing enough by banning people.
Basically,
that we
what
think
they're saying,
wrong.
God made these tragedies happen because
We're being punished.
Because we're being punished because we allow gays and Jews.
Yeah, they're not there going picket signs like one more dead. They're not doing that. They're not like happy.
Well, I got a question for you. They have a physical church where they actually go in on a Sunday and pray.
I don't think it's a Sunday. I think
whenever they decide to pray.
They have a base. It's in Topeka, Kansas.
Yeah,
okay,
like
we've had now how many church shootings?
Oh, I don't fucking know. I don't count them.
Well, I mean, there's been disgruntled worshipers. We've had that. So that means if somebody comes into their church and blows them all away, they deserved it too? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's never happened.
Well, so my point is, if they have a physical church and somebody decided, well, we don't agree with you, and went into their church and destroyed them and their families and their fucking...
It would make them right because it would martyr them. Someone would survive and go, see what they did to us? Because we warned you.
Yeah.
Because we told you you should have done something about these people a long time ago and you never did. And now we are also victims. Fuck you too.
I think personally we should move them to the Nevada nuclear test site. Okay. Give them a building right there and then have at it. Pray all you want.
So they were incorporated in 1967 as a not-for-profit organization. It considers itself an old-school primitive Baptist church.
The leader was Fred Phelps, and several of his children and dozens of his grandchildren appear to constitute the majority of the group's members today.
Yeah.
They have no official affiliation with mainstream Baptist organizations. While members have protested at Jewish institutions over the years, such institutions were not a major focus for the group until April 20, 2009. Since then, the WBC has targeted dozens of Jewish institutions around the country, from Israel, from Israeli consulates to synagogues to Jewish community centers, distributing anti-Semitic flyers to announce planned protest at these sites. What's up?
How do these people get their funding?
Funding? I don't have that. I believe it is one of those things where they fund themselves. Mr. Phelps, I don't know if he comes from money, but it's like, you know, like,
well, he's dead now. He died a few years ago.
And he was excommunicated a couple years ago also.
What did he do for a living before he found this place?
I have no idea. So thank you for bringing that up. That's a probably a very important piece of information. Anthony, please look that up.
Copy that.
I'm literally just on this law site.
I'm just
curious as to like how these people got their money and like how they were able to afford all this shit.
It says according to Southern Poverty Law Center, it is funded entirely from within the organization itself and accepts no outside donations. WBC has received money through lawsuits and legal fees, though closely related Phelps Chard Law Firm, which when its protests have been unlawfully disrupted.
So Phelps owns a law firm.
Sounds like it.
So that's
basically
how he got,
it's like
so it
this.
Sounds like he's like a lawyer or a partner at some firm, and that's how he got his. That's how he funded this.
Well, it sounds like to me.
The motherfucker looks like the dude from Poltergeist 3. The okay. old guy who was in Poltergeist 3. Yeah, it looks just like him.
It's basically this: they go out of their way to stir up shit, and then when someone goes, "You can't do that here," they turn around and sue them, and because they didn't do anything wrong. And because the law isn't written to oppose people with freedom of speech in that nature, they're awarded the money.
Yeah, there's, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't agree with what they're doing, but in that sense.
Exactly.
Well, let's just put it like this.
It's a great scheme to make a lot of money. Piss someone off until they step on my right to do this thing. And just be like, but I didn't do anything wrong.
There's a difference here, too, because what I'm reading here.
Can someone get sued for verbal harassment?
Yes. You can get, not sued in a way. I think you can sit there and harassment.
Or can charges be pressed against you for verbal harassment?
Yeah, sure. It's still harassment. Like for this, this is what they do. They've also been sending volumes of faxes and emails with anti-Semitic and anti-gay messages to various Jewish institutions and individuals. In April of 2010, the group began mailing anti-Semitic DVDs to Jewish organizations and leaders.
Who produced those DVDs? I know it wasn't the Weinstein Company.
The DVD also attacks President Obama, describing him as the Antichrist, and is filled with anti-gay and anti-Catholic vitriol. Okay. That's what they've been doing. So if they're sending all this, they can. I would turn around, especially if it gets to the point where it's like harassment. You can sue them for harassment.
Right, but some people jump off the bat.
But they're sending that in based on what they believe, so they can argue with that that's they're expressing their freedom of speech.
They send a bunch of emails out and say, listen.
Even though their freedom of speech is considered a hate crime.
So other WBC targets include schools.
That's interesting. They haven't gotten arrested for hate crimes.
Nope. Other targets include schools the group deems to be accepting of homosexuality, Catholic, Lutheran, and other Christian denominations that the WBC feels are heretical, and funerals for people murdered or killed in accidents like plane crashes or for American soldiers killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. A tactic the group started in 2005. Though the group's specific focus may shift over time, they believe that nearly all Americans and all American institutes are sinful, so nearly any individual or organization can be targeted.
They sound like really like narcissistic people if they believe that their belief is just above anybody else's.
And
just to like shun anybody for for what they believe.
And at the same time, to think that, well, if you're related to America or any American institute, then you're sinful automatically.
Well, when you have the belief that Jews run everything,
well, just think about this though. But what
when
you think so, do they
ignorant fucking beliefs that they have?
Do they not consider themselves American then?
No, they consider themselves American. They have to because they live here.
But it goes to that argument where it's the narcissistic mentality of I think I'm better than you.
Listen,
so I'm gonna tell you what I think is right. And shove it down someone's throat.
It's probably in line, and I agree with what you just said, Wes, but it's probably more in line with the idea that this is the country that I was born into, this is the place that I love, but I can also recognize that I have some problems with this country. And there you go.
So it's just another word for fascism. Would it be fascism or just extreme nationalism?
It's called being an asshole. Because there is nothing
you can't
wrong.
You can't, like, okay, so nationalism... It's like
extreme patriot. It's like being
you could sit there and have that like in court, I guess. Nationalism, something you do in court for that, but you can't sit there and say, "Well, he's an asshole." So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I know. Being like calling somebody an asshole is not like a legal defense. You can't just claim, "Well, he's an asshole, therefore he must be punished."
If that's the case, we would all be sued.
Right? Exactly.
This company would have been belly up seven times by the time
they're sitting there. Like, she opens up
the body
email.
Count thing alone would have sued us.
She basically opens up the email and goes, "Dear Jews," and then just hates on them for however long it is. And then it gets sent out.
Let's just put it like this. Hold on, because we're coming up to our break. The WBC members say that God's hatred is one of his holy attributes. One of his holy attributes.
Yeah, find that in the fucking Bible.
And that
it's Old Testament mentality.
And that their picketing is a form of preaching to a doomed country unable to hear their message in any other way. That's what that all is.
They actually they blamed homosexuals for the 9/11 attacks.
Yes, they did. And we'll get more on that when we come back from break.
I hope you have more because it makes no sense to me.
We'll get more of that when we come back from break. Please go listen to some of our sponsors. We'll be right back. Hey there, fellow truth seekers. Are you ready to dive deep into the mysteries of the universe? Look no further than IsIsraelPC.com, your one-stop destination for all things mysterious and unexplained. From captivating podcast episodes to thought-provoking articles, our website is packed with fascinating content that will leave you questioning reality. Visit IsIsraelPC.com today and join our community of curious minds as we explore the unknown together. Don't just wonder. Discover the truth today at IsIsraelPC.com. Hey everybody, I'm JC3.
And I'm Mr. West.
And this episode is brought to you by Dubby. Made by professionals in the USA, Dubby was formulated to give you focus and energy with no jitters or crash.
No jitters.
Their formula contains vitamins, amino acids, including the patented NeuroFactor. You know what Dubby doesn't give you?
What is that?
No calories, no sugars,
no fillers,
and no artificial flavors. When the raw ingredients arrive to their FDA-registered and inspected facility that strictly adheres to GMP guidelines, they undergo a quarantine while a small sample of each ingredient is taken to test for any impurities, while also being tested to ensure that the ingredients are actually what they are supposed to be and have the proper dosage.
And once the ingredients pass all the tests, then they're cleared to get mixed into the formula. So head on over to dubby.gg and use our offer code IsThisRealPC for 10% off your first order. That's dubby.gg and use the code IsThisRealPC for 10% off. They have great flavors such as Galaxy Grenade, Dub Sludge, Passing Joy Tea, Monkey Madness, and Dragonade. My personal favorite is
Dragonade. Right here. I got Dragonade right here. Delicious.
Drink Dubby.
And be better.
These products are not intended to diagnose, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back, everybody, to this Westboro Baptist Church episode. I don't know which camera on. Are we on the big camera or are we on, like, face?
I told you we would start on you.
Okay, that's fine. Welcome back, everybody, to this Westboro Baptist Church episode as we continue this episode. So we've talked about how the Westboro Baptist Church started, you know, back in 1967.
Yes.
With Fred Phelps and how they're getting funded and what they hate. Now, we don't know, like, that... We only touched a portion of the amount of things
just
that
the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, about that they oppose. Like, there's probably a list on the internet somewhere, and I haven't been able to find it, about like an actual list of everything they oppose. But like, my thing is with this, and why I want to sit there and try and figure it out if there's a cult, or like if they're a cult or not. There's if I have it here, hold on. What makes a cult? There's an actual list of like things
I think brainwashing has to, some type of brainwashing and some type of like hierarchy is part of it.
Well, yeah, the cult checklist, and the things that they have to sit there, like statistically have to meet for these things to, you know, be a cult.
Right.
Like, these are 10 warning signs of what is a cult.
Mm-hmm.
And I have number one, absolute authoritarianism without accountability. Do they fall under that?
Well, they're not answering anybody. If that means anything, I don't, you know.
Okay, wait, repeat that one more time.
Absolute authoritarianism without accountability.
It means that they're right, and you don't have to, and we're not responsible for any of the bullshit.
That does sound like them. I thought that meant like one specific person is like, you know, I'm the authority.
Well, right now the person in, I think it's right now, the person in charge is Phelps' daughter.
No, she got excommunicated too.
No, she got so it has to be, it's still one
be
of his children.
Maggie, I think, or Margaret.
I think still one of his children, because he had a lot of children. He also had a lot of grandchildren.
Well, I think there's like 70 people left, and they're all related to him.
It's Kansas. It's not in a duba fuck.
Okay.
They fucked just to keep their mind off eating.
So. Absolute authoritarianism
that and the tornadoes too.
Without accountability. Do they fall under that? Yes or no? Across the board.
I believe so.
Sure.
I think
so.
What
was the question again?
Do they fall under absolute authoritarianism without accountability?
We are right.
Yeah, I don't think they don't answer. When you can name your website what you named it, you don't answer anybody.
All right, Joshua, what do you think?
I'm going to have to agree with that one. If you literally do things and then play the victim afterwards, it's like, come on, they're not taking accountability for anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, zero tolerance for criticism or questions.
Oh, that goes, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, Josh?
Yeah.
All right, so we're two for two. Lack of meaningful financial disclosure regarding budget.
Correct.
Yes, they don't accept outside donations, and they just fund themselves, and the lawsuits.
Okay, so for three for three. Unreasonable fears about the outside world that often involve evil conspiracies or persecutions.
Yes.
I think that's the big meaning of that.
Think the gays are after them?
No, but
lock the doors, they'll paint our nails.
Yeah, wouldn't that fall into the category of like they don't take criticism lightly at all?
Well, no, like basically what number four is, besides, you know, number two, when someone says they lack, you know, they take zero responsibility or tolerance for criticism, when they turn around, it's like, well, why do you not like gays? And they'll be like, well, this is the reason why. But like, you could sit there and go, well, that reason's not enough for you to sit, or fact for you to sit there and not like them. Like, what you're saying is not true, and they don't like that. When it says unreasonable fears, is like, again, why do you not
okay,
like
yeah,
gays?
No,
like,
yeah, they think that the country's going to shit because of the homosexuals and the
Jews
and the Jewish people. So yeah, I would say yes for that one as well too.
Jews, you know, that sounds a little like.
Just keep reading.
Yeah. So for four. Number five, a belief that former followers are always wrong for leaving, and there is never a legitimate reason for anyone else to leave.
So far, five for five, because they're excommunicating people for no reason.
Yeah,
I'm going with that. I'm going yes.
All right. Number six, abuse of members.
Don't know.
Well,
when they excommunicate members, can't you consider that abuse for no reason?
Get rid of them, so they don't
just,
have to
that's,
abuse
that's
them.
That's just more so like unfair.
The only thing I would say is abusive is the fact that they have some of their children out there with these signs, and you are brainwashing these children to thinking that whatever that they're instilling. And to me, that is a form of child abuse.
That's okay.
But that is also very lenient, because people sit there and go, well, listen, you were raised in that religion. You had no chance.
You got Klansmen that's raising little
exactly.
Klansmen.
So it's like, where's the line of, like,
Is it really
individuality?
Abuse?
Is it abuse? That type of thing.
I think
I would consider it abuse, but then I'm not right for, about everything either.
No,
so.
I would say it's not. It's not. Yes, it is. It is a form of abuse. It's like, it's not like psychological torture, but it is like psychologically fucking with your development
it's
process.
Grooming. You're grooming a kid from a very early age.
You're
to
a
hate
groomer.
Kids, to hate certain
predator
people. That's what it comes down to.
All right, so we're 6 for 6 then. Number 7, records, books, articles, or programs documenting the abuses of the leader or group.
Mm. No, so far we haven't heard any stories of any of that shit. So
I mean,
nay.
Yeah, okay,
nay.
So, followers feeling that they're never able to be good enough.
I don't know. I've never heard
we
anyone.
We don't
complain.
Know. Yeah, we don't know any surviving West Baptist Church stories.
Okay. Number 9, a belief that the leader is always right.
No.
That's a no because
a
they
no.
excommunicated
yeah,
leaders.
So we're what?
6 for 9.
Well, wait a minute though. The leader was Phelps. Mm-hmm. So he's doing the excommunicating.
He got excommunicated.
He got the boot.
Oh, I'm sorry. He got excommunicated.
He got
his own
the boot from his own members.
That's pretty fucked up.
Ain't that some shit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that.
That is in fact some shit.
So did he have that when he got excommunicated? Did he like start picketing the church and says, "You know what? I have a change of heart."
No.
Dressing in a dress
just,
or something.
Just, he said, "Fuck this shit. Fuck
this
shit. I'm out.
Old retirement home down the road."
And number 10, a belief that the leader is the exclusive means of knowing truth or giving validation.
Nay.
Obviously not.
Nay.
So 6 for 10.
It's.
Would you consider that, I mean, you're 60%, would you consider that a cult at that point?
No.
Meaning, for the shit that they're doing.
I see, again, I know you read all those things and that's great.
Statistically,
I don't...
Okay, sorry, Pops.
No, statistically.
Okay. Statistically, yes, it is a cult. It is a cult just because of the sheer numbers. Like 6 for 10, you're more than halfway. You're 60% there. But where I'm going to argue and say that it's not a cult is because we don't know any of the stories from any of the old members. That's where I'll say it's not a cult because if you hear stories of just like cult-like behavior from these survivors, I guess, then it would be like, yeah, these people
to
are.
Me a cult. I mean, to me, what I deem
there's no like brainwashing here.
Yeah, exactly. I think that a cult, in my opinion, would be like the members are coming through. These guys or their leaders are talking to them. They're grooming them into the thing. But this hasn't grown anywhere. People have been thrown out and not been replaced. You're down to 70 people, all related. So it's not like they're just taking people off the street.
It's
oh, I got to join
it's
this.
One big, it's one big family reunion.
Right. It's not like they're like,
bring,
and
you
know, normal
dogs.
Cults do, you know, you go out and you recruit people. You no matter how wacky your ways are, it resonates with some people. And then you take them in. This isn't doing that. People are staying, other than his immediate circle or the people that were groomed early on in his family. I don't see many people that are going towards this guy. I don't. And
me,
I don't think, to me, that would be a cult. I mean,
this know. This just sounds like a glorified, like, boys club. Like
the good old boys?
Like, I don't know. Like, it's just like its own little private thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just.
See,
it
my thing is when you're looking at if it's a private thing, like, they've picketed many different places around the country. So if you have 70 members, and granted that's right now, and you're showing up to these different places around the country, you must have like I know you read at one point they're showing up to WrestleMania weekend or the weekend before. Some they're picketing wrestling at some point. I remember that in the next 2 weeks.
Okay. What they do is they do picket around the country, but they're not going very far. They're in Kansas. They're picketing as far as like Iowa. Like Tennessee,
they stay within their tri-state.
They stay within a couple hundred miles of home base. They're not so. They never started shit in New York City, as far as I know, or Florida, or California, or Texas, or anything like that. Because you're absolutely right. Someone will take a frozen D cell battery and toss it at them, and that's not right either. But
or throw a brick like Uncle Ruckus.
You got to deal with like stop being an asshole. And it's not okay. Like you can't sit there and say that that's good behavior. You you know, so you, someone said something you didn't like, so you threw a battery at them. That's not all right. But I understand. You know what I mean? It's like dealing with somebody who's a pain in the ass and just mouths off you all the time. And you hit them once and you like slap across their face. And you're like, listen, I shouldn't have done that. And you're like, yeah, but I get it. I understand why you did it.
Well, this guy, this group actually united the Canadian Parliament. Because they don't, they hate each other.
The nicest two people in the world went, we don't like you.
Yeah, the Canadian Parliament are literally killing each other at their Parliament hearings.
Listen, friends,
but they don't want this group inside Canada, so they banned them. And
I love how Canada's taking that stand. Huh? What the fuck did the Westboro Baptist Church ever do to Canada? Like, we heard about them. Let's ban them before they get here.
Well, yeah, I got my own issues with Canada, but okay, you know, it is what it is.
I'm just going to read one quote. From the in their own words.
On what topic?
Nope. Just lay it. All right. No Vaseline. Just
okay. Let's just think.
Going in dry.
Let's just think.
That's right.
Let's put on our Westboro Baptist Church hats and see what you think they're talking
about. I hate everyone.
Wait, where's my hood?
No, that's not a hood. Remember, they don't like them.
They don't like my bad. My bad. Okay, take that off.
So me lots smarter now. Me be deputy mayor. This crowd could be dumb down the Western Hemisphere. Who do you think they're talking about? Do you want me to read it one more time?
Please.
Please read that again.
The quote is,
me lot smarter now. Me be deputy mayor. This crowd could dumb down the Western Hemisphere.
Are we talking about Doofy?
I think we're talking about the black culture.
They are.
Well, the only thing he didn't do is... Why not?
Why are you talking about the black culture?
Because he's talking like him. It's the same thing when some, you know, when a black guy's running down the street going, "Hoody do, hoody do, hoody do." It's a guy, black guy, run to an elevator. That's the only thing he didn't say.
There is a lot, and I mean lot, of quotes.
None of what you just said was in the Bible.
Well, let's play the home. What is the Westboro Baptist Church thinking about home game?
Good.
Here's another one. Different topic. Are we ready?
I'll
are we ready,
not
guys?
To look at the screen.
Okay. Okay. We should have buttons next time. Well, okay. Most. This is not really. You can't really figure it out. Okay. Most Christians today are Christians by name only. They should be ashamed of themselves. They are cowardly, lukewarm, and ashamed of Christ's word. They have substituted their own pathetic ideas for God's clear commandments. Don't listen to the money-grubbing heretic who stands at the front of your church. Listen
Don't
to
even
God.
Say it.
What is irony for $300?
What is the Jews?
No. They're talking about Christians.
Oh, they're talking about Christians now.
Well, they, as far as the
Christians are money-grubbing?
As far as the Jews, they
no!
said they
I'm a broke motherfucker.
They turn around and said the people who you consider Jews now are not really Jews. The only true Jews are Christians. And I went, my whole brain stopped.
That's the same logic.
So I ask you again, why are we wasting this time in this group?
That's the same kind of logic as like liking women is gay because a woman once came out of a man's penis. So if you like the woman, you're actually saying you like penis, therefore you're gay. It's the same backwards, stupid logic as I've heard on the internet.
I got to think about that one.
It is...
Would it only be half the woman that came out of the penis?
It is just immaculate about how fucking... I'm sorry. These people are dumb. I don't want to... I don't, like...
For episodes like this, can you start blowing smoke over here?
The fucked up part is I've actually heard shit like that before where someone will turn around and say, you know, you're actually gay. You like her. She came out of her dad. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Why?
It's backwards.
My brain hurts.
Here's another quote, and we'll end with this.
You must be gay because your girl's a tomboy.
I'll even give you one better. You have a group of people. I won't name names, but you'll have a group of people going, we shouldn't culturally appropriate anything because it's not nice that a white person dresses up in someone else's culture. And then you'll have another group in this country going, white people shouldn't be doing that because white people aren't that culture. Let everyone stay by themselves. You have these two different ideas from the opposite end of the spectrum coming together and they're saying the same fucking thing, but they hate one another. It's the same shit.
Well, I just have...
This is a Mexican woman in blackface.
Okay.
That's not okay.
That's okay. Nope. That you're showing into the camera. Nope. Okay. Think about this. Ready? Ready for this one?
What the fuck are you looking at me for? You wait for me to say something. I'm on camera. I'm not going to throw down my career for some fucking easy layup joke.
Are we ready for this?
Enough!
Are you ready?
Off camera.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
Sure. Go ahead.
Anthony, this one might actually blow your mind.
Let's hear it.
America is doomed.
No shit.
USA equals Iraq.
Huh?
Which
huh?
equals Babylon.
Okay.
Thank God for four more dead troops. We wish it were 4,000.
Then join the fucking service and Leroy Jenkins yourself into the enemy stronghold.
Leroy
if you love fucking
Jenkins.
If you love fucking dead soldiers so much, why don't you fucking join the army and become one? That way it solves two problems. We need people in the service and we need less of you fucks.
Last thought before we go to break.
Fucking hate these assholes.
I don't know what to say. I really
no,
don't.
No. Okay, Wes. You're still... He's still processing.
I'm buffering.
Buffering.
We don't need water. We need vodka.
Just like in Explorer. Okay, before we go to break, Joshua, last thought?
No.
I don't like these niggas, bro.
No. I can't say anything about it because if I do, it'll probably turn into hate speech. So I'm not going to join.
Probably?
Turn hate speech into fight hate speech with
no,
hate
No, it's
speech.
Not hate speech because if you hate these guys, it's a double negative. So it's like math.
And PEMDAS, they cancel each other out.
Exactly.
All right. We're going to take another break. Please go listen to some of our sponsors. We will be right back. Wants better sex, and who wants better sex starting now? The best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com.
Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just any item.
But that's not all. When you select your one item, you will also get three bonus items. That includes a gift for him, a special gift for her, and a gift you'll both like.
Plus, six free movies for your viewing pleasure and free shipping.
There is discreet shipping as your privacy is priority. Plus 100% free shipping on your entire order.
Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy. It will all be packaged and sent discreetly for free.
Don't wait. Better sex is just one click away.
That's 50% off one item, three free gifts, six free movies, and free shipping.
Bring more pleasure and satisfaction to your bedroom.
Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire.
Just enter code QUESTION at checkout.
That's QUESTION, QUESTION at adamandeve.com.
This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast only. So be sure at checkout you punch in the code QUESTION. That is QUESTION. At checkout and get your 50% off one item, 10 free gifts, and free shipping. Remember, use code QUESTION. Also remember to listen to Is This Real every Sunday at 8 o'clock with new episodes starting July 16th. Remember everybody, question everything and put that question at the end of your checkout at adamandeve.com.
Hey, fellow truth seekers, want to take your love for the Is This Real podcast to the next level? Check out our exclusive merchandise line designed for curious minds like yours in mind. From comfy tees and hoodies to stylish mugs and accessories, our merchandise is the best way for you to show your passion for unraveling the mysteries of the fucking universe. Visit our online store at isthisrealpc.com and gear up to explore the universe in style. Don't just listen. Wear your curiosity with pride with Is This Real podcast merchandise.
And welcome back to this interesting episode of Is This Real? As we continue our episode about the Westboro Baptist Church.
Yes.
Thank you for dropping the phone because we
heard. Oh, fuck off.
So Fred Phelps, the person who created the Westboro Baptist
Church. Yeah, who figured Fred? Who got him kicked out of the
He was disbarred as being a lawyer. I'm not talking about him being kicked out. I'm being like his lawyer being a lawyer, he can't practice. Well, I think he's dead.
He is dead.
Yeah. He couldn't practice. So basically, trained as a lawyer, Fred Phelps, the leader of the Westboro Baptist Church, was disbarred in 1979 by the Kansas Supreme Court, which asserted that he had little regard for the ethics of his profession. The formal complaint against Phelps charged that he misrepresented the truth in a motion for a new trial in a case he had brought, and that he held the defendant in that case up to unnecessary public ridicule for which there is no basis in fact.
So, in other words, he made his client... He embarrass his client, pretty much.
I don't think it's his client. I think it was his, the person he was, you know, charging.
So it says he worked as a civil rights attorney.
Yeah.
How do you work as a civil rights attorney when you hate your client?
Hello, my name is Joshua Leibowitz. I need a lawyer. Not from me, you don't.
So,
This fucking episode is whack.
So, following his disbarment from the Kansas State Courts, Phelps continued to practice law in the federal courts.
The fuck? Wait.
In 1985, 9 federal court judges filed a disciplinary complaint charging him and 6 of his family members, all attorneys, with making false accusations against them. The Phelps family fought the complaint but lost. In 1989, Fred Phelps agreed to not practice law in federal court in exchange for the federal judges, allowing the other members of his family to continue practicing in federal court.
So he said, I won't do this, but my fam got to do this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know exactly if anyone can bring up like what the defendant was or what the case was, which I don't think you can find it. You probably can at one point, but...
it's all in files, like it's 70s, like this is before like they put things in like fucking archives.
So basically he was, you know, misrepresenting the truth. A lot crazy. And he had little regard for the ethics of his profession. So he wasn't very ethical for being a lawyer.
Well, duh, if you're just preaching around hate speech.
Yeah. He was a nut.
Thank you. And or Dad, what was your word a couple of years ago? He was a nitwit.
He's a fucking nitwit.
Okay, there we go.
Sorry. You know what? Look, here's. I'll say.
You're not sorry. Go for it. Say it.
I'll save it.
No. Go. Continue.
Aren't you going to ask us at the end what this is?
I mean, we already went through if it's a cult or not. I mean, everyone's on the fence with that, right?
I'm not.
Yes. No. You're not a cult. He doesn't.
I don't think it's a cult.
I don't either.
Yeah. I'm honest. I'm going to go with no. It statistically, it is. It is. A cult by the numbers, but in personal opinion, I just don't think it is.
Yeah, so go on, Dad.
I don't mind, you know, again, in our country, you can say pretty much what you want to do. You can, but it's always going to have some kind of blowback. You're going to get somebody or something that's going to come at you for your opinions. Mm-hmm. This is more than opinions. Okay, you can't say shit in public. And hold on a minute, you can't say shit in public anymore. On public platforms, they'll tell you can't do it because they own it. Okay,
You're talking about Facebook and whatever
social media.
Well, it depends on
private
what
companies.
Right,
yeah,
it's a private company.
Yeah, those are private companies.
They're public. They're public. They're traded on the stock exchange. They're public, but still.
That's very true. Also, the point I'm trying to make is saying this guy and his whole group have said so much shit. The title of their fucking... of their website is just screamingly ridiculous. The fact that there's nobody involved in this cult, this not cult, nobody involved in this place, but his own family members, got to show you that the family's fucked up. Okay, this I'm gonna say something's gonna be controversial, and I really don't give a fuck. They're a bunch of inbred fucking assholes. That's just what they are. Okay,
is inbred controversial?
I don't know why anybody even
I'm
gives them
of offending the inbreeds.
Okay, They want to come.
I'm so afraid of Appalachian Mountain people.
If they want to come down and they want to protest something, that's fine. But when people protest you, you know what? Don't want to fucking hear about it. Don't go crying to the lawyers. Don't go crying. Well, they did this to me. I need $100. No, it doesn't work that way. You opened your mouth. Be a man. Take what you get. If you don't like that, keep your racist fucking mouth shut and go fuck yourself. It's very simple.
Across the street from the
wasting our time with this piece of shit.
Across the street from the homestead of the Westboro Baptist Church, a couple bought that house and covered it in the gay pride flag.
Mm-hmm.
The entire house and the car is the gay pride flag, and it is within view of the fucking Westboro Baptist Church.
Have they done
Church.
Anything? Have they protested it or
I'm
anything?
I'm sure they protested it, but legally speaking, they can't do anything about it.
And again, I look at it like this. Fuck them. You know what? If they want to protest, do what you got to do. Don't step on anybody's land. Don't do anything stupid because that's going to get you hurt. And you know what? Maybe they got it coming to them. It's very simple. It's very simple.
That sounds like a threat.
It's not, I'm not threatening them. They didn't protest me.
They're not threatening anybody.
I'm not threatening anybody, but you know what?
When they might protest us.
When you decide that you're going to protest people,
I'll take that sound clip and make it into a song.
First of all, it'll take 2 hours from the finder shoes to put on to get anywhere near the horse and buggy to drive up here. That's number one.
They're not Amish.
I don't give a fuck what that. This is nothing to do with the Amish. This is something to do with backwood inbred motherfuckers who have a fucking voice.
They're not backwoods either.
They're backwards. All right.
They are
backwards, yes, not backwoods.
I don't know if they're inbred.
Okay.
I don't know if they're inbred either.
You know what? They're stupid, and they deserve press. They deserve no attention, and they deserve when they show up at somebody's protest, you want to protest? All for it. Keep your mouth shut. Don't get violent because you're gonna draw anti. You're gonna people that are gonna be against you, and then you're gonna get hurt.
Well, I think,
and maybe, just maybe, maybe that's what we need.
He raises
fair,
hand.
Fair.
Do you think?
Speak up, Junior.
Do you think that? That the Baptist, that this Baptist church, there's 70 people of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all family.
About 70 people.
Yeah.
70 of them versus 70 walruses. Winner takes all.
What? How high are you? And if you say 5'11", I'm going to hit you.
5'10". I would say two walruses would take care of them. Do you ever see a fucking, they got to be the big motherfuckers, like them huge ones.
Yeah, I'm talking like the big tusks, bro.
Yeah, don't, you
what
know what?
What did I enter?
Is there any way we can rent a few of them?
No.
Rent a walrus?
Why, I think they have a website.
We have a couple in our family. Never mind.
Hey, yo.
Anthony, you had something to say?
I think what I asked at the beginning of this episode was, where is that line that one person has to cross in order before it gets violent, right? You can get into an altercation with someone and be in their face cussing at them. And nothing got thrown. No hands got thrown. It's insulting what they're saying.
They're better than me.
But you haven't been physically, there hasn't been, it hasn't gone from a verbal altercation to a physical altercation. And what they do and what they're best at is they are good at getting in your face. And they're not poking you, but they're doing this.
I'm not touching you.
I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. Oh, you want me to stop? That's nice. I'm not touching you. And then when someone will finally, and this is, it's going to happen. Someone's going to finally haul off and knock one of these motherfuckers on their ass.
Then they're going to
go, I didn't do anything. That's not right. I shouldn't be assaulted like this. This is not fair. I'm
Please
suing
put your
you.
Gun away.
There's got to be someone who there's got to be a judge somewhere who takes that case and go, yeah, he had no right to lay his hands on you, but you deserve it because you shouldn't have fucking been there in the first place.
Or what about maximum punishment
for
you?
My 25 years. First Amendment. You want to have your First Amendment? You have your own website. Write anything that you want in your fucking blog. You want to protest peacefully? You have the right to do that.
I'd give him 25 years.
Watch what the fuck you're saying when you're protesting peacefully.
I agree with you. And
because
it,
if you start an altercation, someone's going to finish it on your fucking ass.
25 years. That's it. Easy. Minimum.
Hey, you know what?
You know what? I would never want you to be a federal judge.
Yeah, dog.
You know what? No power for you whatsoever.
Yeah, dog. I'm bro.
Are you kidding me? That's
disbarred.
The first thing I'm doing when I get presidency next year or later this year. When I'm running for president,
oh,
I'm the voice
me.
Of the people. The first thing I'm doing is I'm making
you
him.
You are not the voice of the people. You are the fucking fart of the people.
The
that's
first
what you
thing
are.
I'm doing is I'm appointing Wes as a federal judge. I need some people in my cabinet. Joey, would you like to be my vice president?
Hell no. We would never get anything done.
I would take federal judge.
Would you like to be a part of, like, the Food and Drug Administration?
No, we would never get anything done whatsoever if I was your vice president. Because you were like, I'm going to do this.
I'll take
we can't do that. All right, does anybody have anything left to say? Joshua, you haven't said anything a lot tonight. Do you have anything left to say about this episode?
This shit is wild. That's all I'm going to say. That's it. They're just like, I'm done. I've heard everything you said, and I just, it's...
You know.
Yes.
You know what we do need? We need someone to follow the Westboro Baptist Church people and picket them while they're picketing.
It will happen.
It's going to happen.
And just annoy them like they're annoying everybody else.
I think the blacks, the gays, the Jews, the Arabs should all get together for one big fucking group and then go in there and then protest them.
You're saying the world should get together. World peace in the midst of hate for one group.
I'm going to say that's not world peace. That's going to be world hate towards a certain group.
Cats and dogs sitting together. It's pandemonium outside. It's bedlam.
I mean, if you put the yarmulkes and the...
Did you just call them the yarmulkes?
Hold
on a minute. You put the yarmulkes, and what's the thing that the Arab women wear on their head?
I don't know.
Hijab.
Pajab?
Nope.
Hijab.
Hijab? Hand job? What'd you say?
We're going to end it. Turn his mic off. Turn his mic off right now.
Wow, this is the first. I'm not getting muted at the end of an episode.
We're going to end this episode
here.
I can't hear.
What do you say? Something about a job.
Your mic is done.
Why not? I'm hearing myself. It ain't done.
God damn it, Joshua. You had one fucking job.
I'm sorry. I am so blown away by this fucking episode. I think
we can all the cultures and just fuck them up.
We're going to end this episode.
I honestly don't think I'm editing right now because my head hurts.
That's fine. What camera am I on right now?
We're facing you.
We're going to end this episode here. We have one more episode left this season. Please go to all of our social media. Our website is isthisrealpc.com, and you can look at all of the upcoming episodes and in our store, which is on that website also. Go to our TikTok. It's isthisrealpc. And you can sit there and get all of our social media with the link in the bio as far as the, what is that called? The link tree?
Yes.
The link tree has all of our links plus a couple little.
And you can get these too. Nice little coasters and these beautiful frosted glasses. You would like them. They're really, really good. And they go together as a set really well.
Yes. Please go visit our website and you can see about what the upcoming next season's going to be about. We have one episode left this season. And we'll catch you guys next week. Everybody say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Adios, motherfuckers.
See you.
Good night, everybody. Remember, question everything.